Crawford told KPCW that her roots are in Utah.
I was raised in Utah. I received my engineering degree from the University of Utah. And then I left for a long time trying to find the perfect place to live. And it's funny, a year ago, I came back.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of unusual to see a woman in your position out there, you know, with dirty asphalt and doing bids and stuff.
Yeah, it's been a challenging process. I remember when I was in college, I was often the only woman in my class, but we're slowly taking over the world.
In the Mountain Accord planning, she is co-chair of the Transportation Committee, along with Roger Gruber from the Wasatch Front Regional Council. They've been working hard to look at existing transportation corridors and to determine what their goals are.
And now we're going to start getting into the fun stuff of planning some corridors and putting things together.
Yeah, so when we talk about existing conditions, we know that we have a lot of vehicles driving up the Cottonwood Canyons and certainly Interstate 80. Is that the status quo, or are we looking at corridors in the future for other modes of transportation?
You know, all of that is kind of up in the air right now. We've been tasked to kind of not throw anything off the table right now. But we're definitely trying to get people out of their single occupant vehicle and trying to get mode share, trying to get people on bikes, people in transit, people to carpool, things like that. Trying to take the stress off of the roads and the stress off the environment and try to get people to think more responsibly about their transportation options.
She said at this point they're considering everything from existing routes to options that may sound crazy.
As we move forward into this process, we're looking at the existing corridors that are already there, like Little Cottonwood Canyon, Big Cottonwood Canyon, Parley's. There's been some talk about opening up Guardsman Way year-round. So I think for the most part we want to use these existing corridors. But, you know, we're also looking at maybe doing something a little crazy, like putting a train through a mountain or something like that. Just, you know, nothing's off the table right now.
She said other committees are working on the major topics of recreation, the environment, and the economy. The co-chairs of each group meet regularly. Crawford said the process will come together at the end of this year.
The system group meetings will be completed in October, November of this year. And by that time, we'll have the four idealized plans. And then at the beginning of next year, 2015, we should have things put on paper and we'll be able to have more of a clear idea of what's going to be the optimum corridor. Public input it's never not been a part of this process. The public is invited to all of the meetings and the public can let anybody know what they think. There will be some open houses. And then once we have the finalized corridor, we'll start the NEPA process.
In the meantime, the county council, as we've reported, just adopted an engineering ordinance governing oil pipelines. Crawford noted they also adopted two temporary zoning ordinances for each side of the county.
So the temporary zoning ordinance lasts for 6 months, and that gives us a chance to get more clear on what setbacks should be, what buffers should be, what really works for each of the planning districts. And then the engineering ordinance, that is in place, but we can always amend it as we find that maybe it doesn't work quite so well in some situations.
She said the county is determining what they can and cannot affect legally on the Tesoro pipeline.
Tesoro does have eminent domain. They can condemn property, but we can say what uses, what land uses can be where, and we can say how deep the pipe has to be, and we have a little bit of leverage in just talking about the design and some of the parameters.
Summit County Engineer Leslie Crawford. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.